It's Tuesday, August 6th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The persecution of Christians in the Bihar state of India has so intensified in the past 2 years that Pastor Shelton Viswanathan did not dare call police after Hindu extremists broke the bones in his hand and foot, reports Morning Star News. The 46-year-old pastor was distributing gospel tracts, unaware that the members of the Bajrang Dal, the youth wing of the Hindu extremist group, were stalking him. Pray that God would heal this brother. Plus, 7 people in the Guangdong district of China were arrested for distributing audio Bibles, reports International Christian Concern. Our Lord told us in the Sermon on the Mount, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." Matthew 5:22. It was this anger and hatred that lay at the root of recent murders in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. While the suspect in the El Paso massacre over the weekend, Patrick Crucius, seemed to be motivated by his hatred of immigrants, the suspect in the Dayton massacre, Connor Betts, claimed to be upset with Trump's election. Betts killed 9 people and injured 27 in a shooting spree on Sunday morning at a nightclub in Dayton before he was shot down by police within 30 seconds. He described himself as a leftist and a Satanist in a post identified by Heavy.com. Unlike the El Paso massacre suspect, Betts' Twitter page indicated his frustration with the president over his border policies. He also expressed a desire to, quote, "kill every fascist," end quote, as well as support Elizabeth Warren for president. The rate of mass killings in America is up about 17% over last year and down 26% over 2017. The FBI reported violent crime down by 4.3% year over year in its most recent 2018 report. According to BrennanCenter.org, the cities that are seeing the largest increase in murder are Washington, D.C., Indianapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix. The most dangerous cities in America by murder rate in 2018 were Baltimore, Detroit, Memphis, Washington, D.C., and Indianapolis, in that order. After North American and Western European nations have all provided government sanction for abortion, now New Zealand becomes the final nation with a Western heritage to legalize the practice if a new bill passes parliamentarian vote. On Monday, the bill will legalize all abortions up to 20 weeks of pregnancy, as well as abortions to full term with doctor's approval. Ken Orr, spokesman for New Zealand Right to Life, is calling this a, quote, "very sad and disturbing day for New Zealand," end quote. The liberalized abortion law has been largely driven by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. The pro-family group 1MillionMoms.com is sponsoring a boycott of Whole Foods Company on account of their sponsorship of the Drag Queen Story Hour, in which drag queens introduce children to perverted forms of sexual identity at public libraries, no less. As noted on the campaign page, quote, "a retailer that once promoted organics and clean food is now saturated in absolute filth, exploiting America's children to be groomed by drag queens. Whole Foods Market is now sponsoring a Drag Queen Story Hour event to indoctrinate children into transgenderism and homosexuality. Their goal is to normalize the LGBTQ lifestyle," end quote. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged over 1,000 points on Monday, reports CNN Business. This comes after China devalued their currency, a move intended to soften the blow of increased tariffs assigned by U.S. trade policy recently. President Trump is threatening another round of tariffs. China's trade imbalance with the U.S. reached almost $420 billion last year, up from $320 billion in 2013. The imbalance is on track to be back down around $330 billion this year. China is also assigning new import duties on U.S. agricultural products beginning this week. Japanese women are increasingly rejecting marriage, according to the New York Times. 20 years ago, 5% of women were never married at 50 years of age. That percentage has increased to 14%. And now, 25% of women between the ages of 35 and 39 have never been married, up from 10% 20 years ago. Oddly enough, Japanese women are participating in ceremonies where they declare their love for themselves. Japan's female labor force participation rate is 19th in the world at 71%. The highest in the world is Iceland at 85% and Sweden at 81%. Meanwhile, France is working on the legalization of in vitro fertilization for lesbians. Proverbs 16, verse 18 says, "Pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." More record-breaking pride parades continued around the world over the weekend, in which sexual perversions were celebrated publicly and God was mocked. Amsterdam boasted 500,000 attendees, and Vancouver, British Columbia reports tens of thousands participating, including Christian apostate Joshua Harris and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
It shows that we are standing unequivocally in favor of human rights, in defense of Canadians, standing with the LGBT community.
Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8 has a different message. It says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, August 6th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.